gods and good people. Welcome back to another episode of Somewhere Between the Sun and the Moon. I'm Beloved. Today's episode is going to be a little different. As I've stated before in my first episode, that I will, of course, be reciting my pieces, but I also will be conducting and holding a various amount of discussions involving the Black community. Beginning the discussions and ultimately coming about solutions for us. But I feel the first step is beginning the discussion. Discussions that are swept under many of rugs. Discussions that we don't want to address because they bring about trauma. Now, the only way to heal is to address the trauma gently, but with purpose. I realized years ago that my purpose is to invoke the thought, the necessary thought, to bring about change within my art, within my voice. As there's so many pioneers that came before me, so I will be doing the same. And I had to realize this quick. Otherwise, I would have become a detriment to my people, to Black men, to Black women. So, with that being said, we'll be touching on accountability. Accountability forces you to look in the mirror and break down yourself. Every fabric of your being, every cell. And it forces you to take a look at yourself. And then you have to ask yourself, what can I do to be better? What's needed of me to be better? And this is one of the hardest things any person may be faced with in their life. Because we go through life, especially when we're younger, thinking that we're not wrong anytime. I know this is right, this is right. You know, what I say won't offend anyone. What I do won't hurt anyone. It's all jokes, it's all rhetoric, right? But we are so wrong. So I want to, in this episode, I really want to touch on accountability pertaining to Black men. Because I posed this question on my Twitter, asking Black women, what do they feel Black men need to do to be better for them? What can we do to be better for you? And I always present accountability. That's one of my first responses. Because growing up, and I always use this analogy pertaining to myself, because I can't speak about something if I didn't go through it, right? So let me give you a backstory. I noticed quick that a change was needed. Right? Early teens, early 20s. I noticed that a change was needed. And I realized that my upbringing was a beautiful one, right? Filled with love and joy and happiness. It was, of course, it was times where I dealt with trauma. I dealt with, you know, depression through my younger years, and I didn't realize that until, you know, I got older and things like that. But not to go off topic, but I noticed that though I was raised in a household with all these beautiful aspects, and this is the analogy, though I was raised in a household with all of those aspects that I named as a child, teenager, whatever, you still have to leave home. You still are damn near prey to what society has been putting in place for thousands of years for black people, black men, in this particular instance. And we move with certain things with no pushback because these things are normalities. You may be asking me, beloved, what are you talking about? I'm speaking about misogyny, toxic behaviors, colorism, sexism. Just to name a few, right? And we perpetuate these things because they are normalities all throughout our music, our media, right? Movies, television. And younger, when we're younger, we don't really realize it because everyone's doing it. You know, it was something, the game, this little word game we all played, right? I'm brown skin, you're dark skin, you're light skin, right? But looking back, we have to realize that these things cause divides. There shouldn't be any discernment between black people, right? But why is it that we move with things with no pushback? The misogyny. I can do this, a woman can't do that. Right? The man is the head of the household. The woman is this, the woman is that. Yet, a woman gave us life. So it's things that I always battle with, right? Because I thought things were the normality. And it wasn't until I went on a deep journey within myself and I took accountability that I was able to learn. You understand? So what I'm saying is it requires work to become a better individual for yourself first and foremost, and those that marry you. I'm not saying this journey won't be a difficult one. I'm not saying it's not gonna be a painful one, but what's needed in today's time is more men taking a stance and learning from black women. Does this mean that one is greater than the other? No, but we should have a rooted concept called duality within our everyday lives, where we can learn from one another, where we can build with one another, where we can hold discussions and listen to one another's perspectives and opinions and grievances. We shouldn't be listening to jump right back into the conversation. No, we should be listening to interpret. because what I've noticed is that the majority of us just want to be heard, and we can't hear each other when we feel our perspectives are greater than the others. No, we need to be taking stances, fundamental stances that are conducive, because this divide is a dangerous one. I realize that I'm going to be a father one day. A father of black boys and black girls. And I want to be someone that they can admire. And, you know, I want to be that figure. Just as my father is for my mother. And just as my mother is for me as well. So accountability is, to me, is one of the pillars of growth regarding black men. I want to ask black men this. We know that society has a foot on black men's necks since our inception. But we can't become victims. We can't remain victims. How long we choose to be the victims determines the outcome. We have black women telling us that they need us, and we are here having meaningless debates about nothing. We have black women telling us our grievances about colorism and sexism, and we're acting like we're blind to it. If we these big macho men, we need to be able to listen. But the thing is, we don't know a thing about balance. Balance is missing. So if we want to remain victims, that will determine the outcome. But if you want to stand in some power, then change will happen. You understand? We have to stop moving with rhetoric, though we may think it's small since we were brought up on certain normalities. We're older now. We have to realize where these things stem from, and when we understand the history, so many things, we'll realize that these things were disgusting and dangerous. Tools to separate based by tone, physical features. We have to do away with rhetoric. We don't have time for games. Recognizing your power, recognizing your flaws. I think one of the main reasons why we struggle with accountability as far as a collective is feeling that once we do this, we're lesser. I beg to differ. Once we take that step in recognizing what's needed, that's true power. Nobody can tell you who you are, because you've already addressed it. You've already told yourself where you've been and where you're going. We have to recognize that without women, who are we? Do away with notions of patriarchy. You know, start diving into what our ancestors practice, and you'll find that we revered the woman first and foremost. You know, it's just one of those things where you have to take a stance, and that time is long overdue. Whenever, from either party, black women or black men, we should be taking the necessary stance, but in particular, since I'm speaking on black men, I want more black men to take that stance. And I know there's so many of us out here that's doing that work. And I give thanks to you all. But we have to make this prevalent. No black woman should feel like she's out here alone. You understand? So, I'm pretty sure I will be touching back on this topic. I just wanted to quickly speak about this. And things will definitely get better, because I know for me personally and for other brothers out here that's doing that work, we're going to do that work. I will be touching on this topic soon again, but this is where my mind is rising, so I just wanted to touch on it. I hope you all staying calm during this time. Being still, being at peace. I appreciate you all. Much love.